Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
The highways are very busy as we head into the long weekend. You can expect delays in Pretoria on the N1 North, heading towards Rigel Avenue, and then on the N1 South. Be on the lookout for a stationary truck before the R21 highway. It's causing queuing traffic there.
The Walter Sisulu University has shut down its Mthatha campus and told all students to vacate the premises by tomorrow. The decision follows the death of a student earlier this week during protests about issues around residences. News from the continent. According to a volunteer aid group in Sudan, clashes between Sudanese paramilitaries and the regular army have killed at least 57 civilians in the besieged city of Darfur. The violence came just days after the RSF killed more than 400 people in attacks on North Darfur's capital, nearby displacement camps. And then we move to Paris in France. Key allies of Kiev kicked off a day of meetings with top US officials as Europeans seek to promote their views on how to rekindle stalled talks on a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. I'm Marlene Fouchier. You'll find these and other stories online. Go to jackrandfm.com, click on news.
Well, we start off as we do with the live cricket action from the IPL. It is the 33rd match, so this time between the Sunrisers Hyderabad and Mumbai Indians. Mumbai Indians won the toss and chose to field first. Sunrisers are going pretty slowly at the moment, 52 without loss, so still a lot of wickets in hand after 6.5 overs. Travis Head, surprisingly, on 13 from 14 deliveries. Abhishek Sharma is on 36 from 25 deliveries, so there's still quite a lot of firepower left in that squad. Real Madrid boss Carlo Ancelotti is expected to leave the club after the Copa del Rey final on the 26th of April, and that's according to Sky Sports. Now, Ancelotti's cast doubt over his future as head coach at Real Madrid after yesterday's Champions League quarterfinal defeat to the Arsenal, which saw him losing 2-1 at home and 5-1 on aggregate. Former Ireland fly half Johnny Sexton will join Andy Farrell's British and Irish Lions coaching team, and that's for their summer tour of Australia. Sexton retired after the 2023 World Cup, and he played in two Lions tours in 2017 and 2013. The five-time Six Nations winner has been working with Ireland on a casual coaching capacity, must be nice, in the November autumn series, and will take up a full-time position with the Irish Rugby Football Union from the 1st of August. And after enduring a career-threatening back injury, all-rounder Chloe Tryon is back where she belongs under the spotlight. The 31-year-old player was called up to the SA squad for the Subcontinent Tri-Series against Sri Lanka and then India as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Jacaranda FM.